Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. We're on Samach Vav Amud Beis. We're by four lines from the bottom where it says Amar Rava. These are, we're going to learn now Hilchith going through the mikvah. Amar Rava, continuing. Amar Rava. Isha, a woman, lo samod al gabe kli cheres. She should not stand on top of a kli cheres v'sitbol and then go to the mikvah. I'm not exactly sure what that means. She shouldn't stand on top of a kli cheres and go to the mikvah.
When she went, goes to the mikvah, not.
When she goes, what does that mean? When she goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't stand on the kli cheres. Sav Rav Kahana lemeimar, why not? Mishum gzeiras merchatzos. It's a gzeira when you go to take a shower. Says Rashi, shederech merchatzos. It's a way when you go take a bath or a shower. Leishiv al gabi. It's the boz shel adama. The dummy l'klicheres. You stand on. I'm sorry. You sit on some kind of board, right? Which looks like a klicheres. V'asi lemeimar. Wooden benches. Tvila olavahen. People will get confused and say, what are they going to say? That the mikvah wasn't the thing that made me tar.
The bathhouse.
The bathhouse. I'll use the bathhouse.
I use the bathhouse.
Right. Right. Right? What? The lot.
Clearly.
Yeah. Huh? But, al gabe silta, but if she wanted to do this on some kind of wooden piece or something, shopper dummy, that's okay. Right? Amalei Rav Chana min Har Dami. What's the reason why it's okay over there? Mishum bi'isa. Because she's afraid that she shouldn't fall. Silta nami bi'isa. So when it comes to a piece of wood, she's also afraid. So there's no chashash. I'm not exactly sure what we just said.
Could use a block of wood.
For what?
Stand on in the mikvah. Because there's no
gzeira of mikvah. Because no gzeira of mikvah, standing on a block of wood in the mikvah. Why is it in the mikvah?
There's no garbage in the bottom.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see what you said. Okay, fine. Okay. No, it is good.
No, again, it's not good. It's
not good. The same way that it's a problem.
Uh-huh. So it's all a problem.
All bad.
Okay, that leads to the next Gemara. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Ha'isha lo sitval binamol. A woman should not go to the mikvah at the port. You know, go to the ocean. Says Rashi, first Rashi, the port. Right? Rashi says port. Makom, it's a place, Shasvinos nikvot, where the ships gather. Shemalos tit v'chotzeitz. There's a lot of dirt there, and it's going to be a chatzitza.
That's why
you
worry about the block of wood.
So that was a gzeira. First of all, it started out as a gzeira. It's a gzeira because, no, it was a gzeira because people are going to take a shower and not go to the mikvah.
Right, right.
That's a different thing here.
That's the reason why they're standing on top of something.
That's right. That's why they're standing on top of something. Now worried about the bottom. The bottom of the port is very, very muddy because the ships are coming in and out. We're afraid there's going to be a chatzitza. Ask the rush. Wait a minute. What do you mean? She goes into the mikvah. So as she goes in, her feet touch the water. What kind of chatzitza? There's no chatzitza. Chatzitza means something blocking between her body and the water. Here, the bottom of the port is very muddy. So what? As you go in, you're not muddy. So what's the problem?
When you go in, there's stuff going on.
What?
When you go in, there's stuff going on. Don't worry about the stuff floating, aren't you?
There's a Mishnah in Mikvos that says that if you dunk a bed in the mikvah, hamakpelas hamita b'mikvah, and the ground has very thick dirt, very thick whatever dirt, yeah, it's a good tefillah. It's okay, and the mita's tahora. Why? Because the legs of the bed go into the water before they get sunk into the bottom of the thing. So what's the difference over here? So that's his question. So first he says, right, first they go into the water, then they get go to the bottom. So what's the problem here? So first he says, so the Beis Yosef answers, first the Rosh answers, Maybe you want to differentiate between people and beds. It's the opposite. Bed's probably worse. The bed's heavier. Or could be heavier. So he rejects that answer. Then he says, it's very difficult to say that the water, when you're walking in, is already a chatzitza. It's very difficult to say that. It's already a chatzitza. I just took my big toe. It's already a chatzitza. Hard to say that. Even if it's very dirty water. So he answers, the final answer he gives is that they made a gzeira on very cloudy places. The gzeira. It's called very cloudy, called tit hayon. It's very, very thick. And they don't want women going there at all. I heard when you walk in, it might not be a problem. It could be. It's not a problem. It's still made a gzeira. That's the answer to the question. Okay? Now, afagaf, dahashta, leka amar, birdioni, nafal. Even though right now, she can't say for certain that she wasn't Tovel. She can't say for certain she wasn't. Nevertheless, don't go to the mikvah in the port. Even though she can't say for sure that she was not Tovel, she can't say that, still don't do it. Okay? Now, Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, so like, you know the whole Shas, I was always wondering, why don't we tell him his name? Why is he always called the father of Shmuel?
Everywhere.
So, of course, on the third to last daf of the Masechta of Shas, Rav Haigon said, the Rav Shurigon said, because there was some kind of story, some rumor came out about Shmuel's father, who he was. There was some story there. So they would not call him Shmuel's father to always highlight. There's no pagam in Shmuel's lineage. He was a good guy. Father was a big tzaddik. Anyway, Avad Lebenise Mikvos. He made mikvahs for his daughters. The Ravon asked, why didn't he make mikvahs for his wife? The answer is because his wife lived. They had a mikvah already. Didn't have to make one. His daughter lived in some far out place. Didn't have a mikvah there. It was a mikvah campaign. So he went for his daughters. Biyome Nisan. In the days of Nisan. What's going on here? We had this gemara already once, but the complicated sugya. Here's the story. Let's look at Rashi. The halacha is as follows. A mikvah has to be collected water. A mikvah must be collected water. A river, which you're allowed to be tovel in, can't be collected water. It's not allowed to be collected water. It has to be flowing water. Shmuel's father was afraid that in Nisan, right after the rainy season, maybe the river has so much collected water that it's not a kosher mikvah. Only in the rainy season. Only right after the rainy season. Now, the others, we're not choshish for that. Because no matter how much it rains, the river can swallow it up and absorb it all, and it's not a problem. But Shmuel held it was a problem, so therefore, when it was after the rainy season, Shmuel came to build them a real mikvah, because the river was not an option. Let's see how Rashi says that. It's the last wide line. A mikveh is mayim mechunasim, a gathered place that is gathered, where the water is gathered. Ve'ein on tovolos b'nahar. He would not let them tovel in the mikvah. Lafisha rabu hamayim b'imos ha'gashamim. Because most of the water in the rainy season comprised of migishamim shenaflu, from the rain that fell. V'chayesh, he was afraid, shema yarbu notfin ala zochlin. Maybe the rainwater will be more than the flowing water, than the flowing natural river water. Right? It's natural water. The rainwater would be more. A little bit far-fetched, but he was cautious for that. B'tanya b'taras kahanim, and we learned b'taras kahanim, if you stick in the word e, ma mayin matar v'zochlin, just like a river, a spring, is matar with flowing water, af mikvah matar v'zochlin, so to a mikvah the same thing, klomar, shemat pilim b'mechunasim, derech z'chilasim, kodem shenikvu v'nachu mikvah, that this should be good, that you could go into a mikvah, even if it's zochlin, or you can go into a river, even if it's not, Amud Lomar, Ach Mayan, Mayan Matar Bazochlin, Mikvah Matar Bashburin. Only a Mayan is Tahar flowing, and a Mikvah is not Tahar flowing. So, therefore, because Shmuel's father held this way, he had to build a Mikvah, the river wasn't an option. Then the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Umitzape, and he made mats, Biyome Tishrei. At the end of the summer, he made mats for them. Why did he make mats for them? So Rashi says, that they shouldn't have to stand on the dirt. So therefore, we put the mat in the ground, and they would go and they would step on the mat, and their toes wouldn't have dirt on them, and it would all be good. That's Rashi. Tosfos says no. That's not it. Since it was a very crowded area, the merchitzos were mechitzos, so people shouldn't see women getting dressed and getting undressed. That's all it was, which doesn't really fit with the flow of the Gemara. All of a sudden, the hilchos tzniyos, shmir zinayim, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really fit what's going on over here. But he has a lot of problems to say that he did that so that his toes shouldn't get full of mud. Amar v'gidol amarav, nasna tavshil libna, if a woman gives a dish, a cooked dish, to her son, v'tavla, and then she goes to the mikvah, v'alsa, and then she comes out, lo alsa la tvila. The tvila didn't work. Why didn't it work? Because we're afraid that when she fed the kids dinner, she got all dirty again. And therefore there could be a chatzitza, and there's a problem. Af al gaf, tahashta, leka emar, b'rdioni nafal. Even though I can't say for sure that there was a problem. I can't say for sure. But it's very likely, that there's a chatzitza problem, and therefore the tefillah is not going to be good. So mitzvah is that we don't really say that anything she serves is a problem. And there are things that she should stay away from, like red pistachio nuts. Because red pistachios are very hard to get off. They're very hard. And if she eats that 15 minutes before she goes to the mikvah, that's probably going to be a problem. Otherwise, if she serves some cereal and milk to the kids, or she serves them macaroni, or whatever it is, generally it's not really a problem. And she can check herself again anyway. The whole lighting system is different today. Everything is different today. But the idea is still true. The idea is still true. If you clean yourself off and you're getting ready to go to mikvah and you make yourself dirty, it's going to be a problem. It's very simple. Amar Rami Bar Abba Dikus Lisa. What does Rivza Dikus Lisa mean? Oh yeah, wounds, like a scab. A scab on her body. Ad Tlasi Yomi. So for the first 3 days, Lo Chaiti. That's not a chatzitza. Why is it not a chatzitza? Because it's part of her body. Mikan Ve'elich, after that, Chaiti. It starts to scab and starts to get very, very crusty. That could be a chatzitza. Amar Ukva, lifluf sheba ayin. What about the those things in your eye when you wake up in the morning? What is that called? Huh? Mucus in your eye. Lach, if it's moist, ein a chotzeit. It's not a chatzitza. Yavesh, but if it's dry, it's a chatzitza. Chotzeit, it's a chatzitza. Why? What's the difference? So they explain it like this. The rule is like this. Minatora, the only way there could be a chatzitza, is if it's on rov of her body and she's makbid. If it's on rov of her body, chances are she's makbid. But it has to be two requirements: rov of her body and makbid. So how do you ever have that? How do you ever have such a thing? Very unlikely. You go to the mikvah fully clothed. It's rov of her body. Maybe she's not, but it's very hard to have that. It's not a jet. I think it's impossible. She's wearing she's in a mud suit, that she's mud sliding on a rove of her body, and she's not. That could be. That's unlikely. Right? That's very unlikely. The Chacham made a gzera, two gzeras. Number one, on a miut, if you're makbid, right? A miut that you're makbid on, for example, nail polish. It's a miut. But you makbid on that. She wants it there. Right, so there are a few things we're not makbid on. There's a story like, what, a scab? No, let's say one time a woman had a, I know the shadow that came up once. A woman called the rabbi, I think it was one of the, someone in Lakewood, and said that she had polish on her toe, one of her toes. So of course in Lakewood, the women don't go open toe. So the Rav said to her, why did you have nail polish on your toe? Why do you have that? So she said, because I just wanted to see how it looked on my skin. So I didn't want to make an example. I didn't want to try it out on my so I put it on my toe. And I'll see how it looks to my the skin color the same, my fingers and my toes. You understand what she did? So she put one nail polish on one out of 10 toes. She forgot about it, and she went to the mikvah. When she came out, she said, oh my goodness, I have toe polish. So she called the Rav. And the Rav said, it's a miut she ain't no makbid. and he let it go. Because it was just... Yeah, I think it was either liquid or flabbergasted. I don't remember where I heard the shiloh. But it's a very good example. It's a very good example. She didn't go like that. Some women do wear like sandals in the street. So I'm not talking about a woman like that. That maybe they would be makpid. A woman never does that. Right, liquid, they don't go like that. It's not done. So what she have toe polish for? She only had toe polish because it was just to check her out, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Just to see how it looks. A sample is all it was. Wasn't really knocking about it. No one saw it. It could have been 2 months it could have been like that, that she didn't know about it. So they don't make it like that. Miut, she ain't no makpid. Those are rare. They're rare. But they do come up. I always like using that case. It's a very good example. But if it's a miut and a makpid, or if it's rov of your guf and you're not makpid. Right, we said bidarayis, so you have to have both requirements. Now it's either one. Either it's a miut and you're not makpid, or it's rov and... What? I'm sorry. It's a miut and you are makpid, or rov and you're not makpid, right? But what if it's a miut that you're not makpid on? A miut and it's not makpid, that's not a problem. So you can find such a thing, right? Now, what's the difference between dry mucus and wet mucus? Says the Ramban. The difference is that a person is makpid on dry, and therefore a miut will be chotzeitz, right? But a person is not makpid on wet. Why? Why not? I think this is true, but why not? Because it comes off faster, exactly. Comes off faster. So now I'm awkward on it. Chazanish says you're getting way too complicated over here. It's very simple. Since it comes off, you're not awkward. It doesn't really, it's not even there. It's very unusual to even have such a case like this. Therefore, it's not a problem. And if it's dry, sometimes it does get stuck to you, and therefore it would be an issue. You don't have to cover the whole. Okay. Very good. It's a very complicated child to do with a scab. So you have to call the rabbi and ask him. It's very complicated.
One would say you should go until the
scab. I don't know. I don't think they say that. I don't know what they say. Never. I don't know. I just don't know. But I know that. I know one thing. I know it's a complicated issue. So it's not so simple. Amos Anikri Yavesh. When is it called dry? Mishah Shematz Chaliyark. When it starts to turn green. Right? Like we see in the morning. Something green things. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Some kind of makeup, cosmetics. Shebesoch ha'ayin eina chotzeitz. It's not chotzeitz. Shal gabe ayin chotzeitz. If it's on top of the eye, it is chotzeitz. Im ha'ya eina prochos. If your eyes are, what's prochos, wide open? Blinking, right, fluttering. Afilu agaba ayin eina chotzeitz. It's not chotzeitz at all. Amar v'yochanan, pascha eina biyoser. If your eyes are open too much, atzma ain't a biyoser, or they're closed too tight, lo also lo tefillah. The tefillah doesn't work. Amar Rish Lakish. Ha'isha lo sitbol derech ella derech gidilasa. A woman should only go to the mikvah feet first. The way she walks, the way she grows. Don't dive in, right? Don't do the crazy thing. Go normal. Which implies that the mikvah has to be the size, the height of a human person, which is not true. So they squat. Even if a man goes to a mikvah, Erev Kippur, they have to squat. It's not that tall, the mikvahs. But it is implied that you shouldn't dive in. Don't do these unusual things. The way you walk.
You can't do a handstand?
No, you can't do a handstand. Says Rashi, Klomar, a little different. Lo tidchak zaroseh al bisra. You shouldn't, you know, make your body tight, your arms tight on her body. Val ragleh v'shokeh zeh b'zeh, or her legs. Ella derech halichasa, v'shimusha tamid. The way she normally walks, the way she normally looks. Masha nascha the kemot the ain mayim bo lo ibchaslan. So if there's a fold or an area where the water can't get to, it's not a problem. The ain atzricha lepashet base kimteha v'stareha. Ella kedark and tamid. You don't just have to open up and make sure. Just to do that, just walking normal. And where'd that come from? Kiddetnan, back into the Gemara. Ha'isha nire ka'oder umesik zesim. A woman, let's say she's choshesh, she has a tzaraath. maybe inside her uterus, inside her makom erva, she, huh? I'm sorry, I mean ha'ish. I'm sorry, a man nearest ke oge. No, ha'ish. I mean ha'ish nearest ke oder umasik zaytim. A man, he's checking whether or not he has a taras. Maybe he thinks he has taras in his organ, a little tiny taras in there. So the answer is, you only have to come to the kohen, the way you shovel, and the way you pick grapes. Olives, zaytim are olives. In other words, you don't have to do crazy stretches, not have to be like a gymnast, and we're going to check. Normal thing. The way you bend down, you would normally bend down to the shovel, you bend down to pick up olives. That's how we check you out. Rashi says, the Beit HaShechi, let's say the under the arm, ukimosik zaytim Beit HaErva, in the Beit HaErva. In other words, we do normal testing. In Yeshlo Nega Beit HaShechi, if you have a Nega under your arm, a Beit HaShechi under your arm, you don't have to do crazy stretches, laroso, to demonstrate. Ella, ka'oder, you're like a shoveling. You don't have to torture yourself. Whatever the coin could see, he sees. Tar. He can't see it, you're tar. You don't have to make yourself extra tested. Ella, kimosek zaytim, acha shenishru min ha'ilon, umalakton ala aretz. Right? Just some normal activities. The guy's a shoveler. Normal activities. So too by an Isha. Isha nearest ko-reges, like she's sewing, or kimenika espina, and like she's nursing. For a woman, those are normal activities for a woman. Amarava barahuna, nima achas, okay. Nima achas, kshura chotetes. One hair, one knot, in one hair is a chatzitza. One knot in one hair is a chatzitza already. Why? Because the area where the knot is not getting water touching it. It's a chatzitza. That means it's definitely a miut, but it means she's machpid. So it's objective machpid. You hear that? It's objective.
Why is that objective machpid?
That's the
knot in the hair.
What?
Not in the hair.
It's considered objectively machpid. That must be the pshat. Right? We're imposing machpid. Right? Right, a toenail, a toe. So then it depends on the woman. It depends on the situation. Right?
But a knot in the hair
is objectively makbid. Shalosh, three knots in the one hair, ain't a chotzetes. It's not a chotzitza. Why not? Because it's very difficult to do that. So they're going to unravel. So it's not the same hair three times. It's not going to work. So therefore, this is the Gemara's assumption. Therefore, it's not considered a chotzitza because it's going to unravel. Shtayin, any idea, but I don't know about two knots. That I don't know. Is it like one or is it like three? So Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, ain anu ain lano el achas. We said one, so one is a problem. Two is not a problem either. One's a problem. Omar Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Minat Torah, Rubo Makbid alav, Rove is Makbid. I'm sorry, Rubo ha Makbid, Rove and Makbid is Chotetz. Rubo the ain a Makbid alav. What if it's rov and not makbid? Ain't a chotetz. That's not a problem. The gazru al rubo she ain't a makbid, but they will go there, rubo ain't a makbid, mishum rubo ha makbid. Because of rov, well, you are makbid. Right? Listen to this shayla. How could the gzeira that the chachamim made that your gozer on rubo she ain't a makbid? How's that chal? Rubo she'ena makbid, atu rubo ha'makbid. Right? Since it's rove. Right? Since it's rove. And it's not makbid. But the chachamim said now, we're making a gzeira. That what? That eno makbid is a problem. So doesn't that turn every eno makbid into a makbid? Because the rabbi said it's a problem. And therefore it should be a daraisa. You hear that? Since the rabbis said that if you're not makbid, we're going to make a gzeira, now I'm makbid. Why am I makbid? Because the rabbis just said it's a problem. So that turned it into a rubo makbid. You hear that, Kasha? So that has to be an answer to this question. So there are two answers, actually. The Eben Yisrael says, makbid doesn't mean halachic makpid. It's not a halachic makpid. It's real makpid. Not the rabbis imposed it, therefore it's a makpid. Is it really makpid? You understand? That's the second answer. You hear that? You hear that? The first answer, he said, the Rionis and Steif says, even if the rabbis imposed hakpada, but you go look in the world, nobody would be makpid on this. Nobody would be makpid. I can't think of an example where it's rove of your body that you're not makpid. What is that? But if you can find such a thing, that's not a problem. Nobody makpid. The Rechachon came along and said that we're being makpid. That's very nice. That doesn't turn it into a daraisa. Okay? A little puzzle.
I'm trying to figure out a case.
I know. What kind of, I don't know. Can't think of a case. And how's that possible? I know. I don't know.
But not makpid?
I know. It rove the body. So it was a bathing suit? A bathing suit, a swimsuit, right? Those Olympic things. They cover the whole body.
No, maybe what? Maybe she put some lotion.
A body suit.
Body lotion.
On her whole body?
Yeah.
And then she's not makpid. And she's not makpid.
Right.
Then why'd she put it on?
Makpid is off.
Right?
No, she's not makpid, it's there. I mean,
she's not makpid, it's there. So what does it mean, makpid? Does it mean makpid? It's not in my thoughts? I don't... Right? It's hard to say. You put on a bathing suit, the full body suit. Oh, I'm not makpid.
No, makpid means she doesn't care if it's on and off. Does it make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. Exactly. It's exactly why lotion. Right, exactly. Like the case of the toenail. She doesn't care. It's there. It's not there. It makes no difference to her. Right? That's true. Hard to say. You put lotion on your whole body. You're not makpid. It's there. What'd you put it on for? It's very hard to find.
Yeah.
And she fell into the case is that she fell into a mud pile. So she doesn't care. She fell in. Right now she's running straight from the mud pile straight to the mikvah. So it's rove of her body. She's not really makpid that it's there. That could be a case. It doesn't happen though. Why would she be makpid? She doesn't care if it's there. She wants it not to be there. It's the opposite. She wants it not to be there. Right? So that never comes up. How does that come up? That never comes up. It doesn't come up.
Makpid bothers her that it's there.
Correct.
Right? So mud.
Or she wants it to be there. Right? She wants it to be there. No, it's a very big difference.
What is it?
Because let's say a woman goes and puts her nail polish. So she wants it. Yeah, she doesn't want it to be here now because she doesn't want to go back to the mikvah. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Tanning
she wants, what?
Tanning spray.
So she wants it on her body. She wants it there. Oh, no, I don't want it there because I want the mikvah to be good. I don't want to have to go back. That doesn't count. Right? Right?
I don't know. I can't think of a
case. I can't think of a case. The case is when she falls into a mud pile and actually runs to the mikvah. That never comes up.
Why is that not? She is makpid. She doesn't want it on her body now.
Exactly. So she's not makpid.
That's the problem. No, she's going back to it. No, not she's that there, no?
Well, no, that's not what makpid means. Makpid means you want it to be here. So since you want it to be here, it's a chatzitza. Right?
Yeah.
Right? So let's say a woman goes. Yeah, these cases come up. A woman goes to the mikvah. She comes back from the mikvah. And there's a little stain of milk on the bottom of her leg. How'd that get there? One of the kids. That's a miyut. She's not makpid about that. Right? That's the case of miyut she ain't a makpid. How do you have rubu she ain't a makpid? How do you have that? It's very unusual. Okay. Next. The gazru al miyut ha makpid, and they will go there on a miyut where you are makpid, mishum rubu ha makpid, because of rovat makpid. So v'ligzar nami al miyuto she ain't a makpid, mishum miyuto she makpid. So let's be goes there on any miyut. Even if she's not makpid, even on the milk stain, even on toe polish. So the Gemara says, that we can't do. Hagufa gzera. But the whole thing is, mir ha-makpid is gzera. Fana nekem nigel gzera gzera. We're going to make a double gzera that's too far removed. Therefore, saves a lot of women, a lot of things. A miyut that's eno makpid is okay. Which comes up all the time. That does come up. She forgot to remove this. She forgot, right? They don't care about it. So then you have cases of miyut, she eno makpid. Okay, next. What? It's not a chachila. The chachila should be completely free of all chatzitza. After the fact, so you have to call a rabbi. Amar of the Amar Rav. Nida bizmana eino tovelas ela belaila. A nida bizmana can only go to the mikveh at night. What's a nida? A nida is a woman that saw dam. She's tummy for 7 days, regardless if she ever saw dam again. During those 7 days, it makes no difference. At the end of the 7 days, she does a hatsitaira. She's clean. She goes to the mikveh at night. Now, a zava has to count shiva nikiyim. On day number 7 of her shiva nikiyim, she can really go to the mikveh during the day. There's no hakpad about going at night. We're going to see why we don't allow it. Shalom bismana. What if it's shalom bismana? What if the seventh night was the night of the Seder? It's very, no one goes to the mikveh that night. So it's not bismana. Right? Or some other issue, right, where she couldn't go. I don't know. She couldn't go, whatever it is. So shalom bismana tevelas bim biyom bim balayla. If it's already on day number 8, then she can even go during the day. Rabbi Yochanan Amar? No. Bein bismana, bein shalom bismana. She cannot. We never allow a woman to go during the day because the little daughter is going to see, hell, I didn't know a woman can go mikvah during the day. That's a very good halacha. That's a good thing to put in your pocket when you get known I'm going to get married later. And she might make a big mistake. So to prevent the mistake, we don't allow women to go during the day. Ever. A very interesting historical point. The Rashbam says, the Rabbeinu Tam says, so first of all, can she go close tonight? That's a big discussion. If it's not the eighth day. In other words, say the Chavim is, let's say, 7 p.m. So she'll go 6:45. It's dark outside. It's not the eighth day. It's not the seventh day. So it's not an issue. So can she do that? It's really a whole discussion in the poster. If you need it Friday night sometimes, or if you need to do it, the kids... In other words, really, maybe Ikara didn't might be allowed. So if it was Friday night, not it's not, they wouldn't allow it. Some reason why you have to go earlier. So would they allow it? Really, the kids won't even know now. It's already almost, by the time she comes home, it's already dark. The chashash doesn't apply. So what do you do then? So you have to go ask somebody what to do in such a case.
How about early in the morning?
No, early in the morning, no. What do you mean early in the morning? Like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
No, they won't, no. That, yes, Rishal.
Woman didn't even get to go that time in the morning.
What?
Woman didn't even get to go that time in the morning.
No.
If you're on the road, you go on like a little brook or something, a river. At 12 at night, the light comes up.
Yeah, what happens in camp, for instance? You go in the lake or whatever it is.
Right.
Even if they have a little book in there, no one wants to go by themselves. No, there's no lights there. No, there's no river.
So the Chassam Sofer.
It's irrelevant if you go in the morning or.
No,
4 o'clock in the morning. We go at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
Go 4 o'clock.
What if it's the eighth day? What if it's the eighth day? If it's the eighth day, why not? Right, so by the way, this Gzeir of Srach Bita applies even if you don't have any kids. Right? The Gzeir is across the board. I don't have any kids. I just got married. Right? Or my kids are in camp. They're not going to see anything. Doesn't make a difference. Right? So once it's a Gzeir across the board. The Chassam Sofer is a very interesting historical note. He says, and what about before B'Yochanan came along? And said that you can't do this because of Srach Bita, then it was okay? Like, what changed? All of a sudden, to make a zero, well, we're nervous the girls are going to learn the wrong halacha. So what changed? Right, what? Well, also,
probably nothing.
So he says like this. Till then, they were still sending young girls, and let's say girls that had babies, they were still sending them to the mikvah. They were still going, today no baby, no woman has a baby. They go anyway. But they don't go because of the 14 days. That doesn't apply anymore. Right? A woman does not go to the mikvah after she has a baby, a boy. She doesn't go after 7 days to the mikvah. She'll go 4, 5, 6 weeks later when she stops bleeding, when she's all clean. Right? They don't go after 7 days.
What are you saying?
They were still going. He says that right before, right in his time, they were still going then. So I'm not going to show what this means. It would have been Maris Ayin if the women would have been going at the same time as the Yoledes. I'm not exactly sure why. That's when the Zera came up. It's not a problem. It's a problem. Okay.
Why does this Zrach beat you? And the Marsha have anybody? Someone seems to go in the mikvah in the middle of the day.
No, so the adult, no. Why is this person doing this? Because yesterday was the Seder, and she couldn't go to the mikvah, so she's going now.
All of a sudden,
it's the first day Chol HaMoed, whatever it is.
We're assuming they know now.
Yeah, we're assuming they know.
The daughter's
going. How does a 10-year-old girl know?
Tell her.
What?
Tell her.
Same thing we have just did Mamash Shabbos about giving the kids on to drink on the Havdalah, like this Matzah Shabbos. Can you give the kids Havdalah to drink? The 8-year-old boy. We say no. It's bad chinuch. When he grows up, he'll learn halacha of Tisha B'Av. Yeah, these things stay in your head. They stay in the head. And we're afraid that when he grows up, they're going to think, oh, Havdalah, you can drink one grape of Tisha B'Av, you can drink. It's not a problem. I remember I did it. My father gave it. My father's a big rav. He let me do it. Right? The answer is, he's going to grow up and learn the Shulchan Aruch and he's not going to eat on Tisha B'Av. They learn the wrong thing. It sticks with them. I think it's a very reasonable gzeira. Now, why? Now, once you make the gzeira, doesn't matter if the kids are in camp. Doesn't matter if you don't have kids. Doesn't matter if you only have boys. Doesn't make a difference. Once you make the gzeira, it's across the board. I think it makes a lot of sense. The Av Rav Hadarbe. Even Rav took it back. We don't want girls making the wrong, learning the wrong halacha. The gzeira does not budge. Iskin Ravidi Naras. Ravidi in Naras did allow Limakal Biyoma the Tamanya on the eighth day. Mishum Aryusa. There was a lion outbreak of lions. It's a sakana. Then everybody, there's room to be makel. There are room to be makel. Rabaka Riaka Bepufnina, Rabaka in this town, Mishum Ganavi. There were bandits out there. She couldn't go out. That wasn't going to send 25 people to go for her to go to the mikvah. It's unlikely. It's impractical.
So in general, even the seventh day.
This is the eighth day. Eighth day only. Eighth day only. On the eighth day. Wait, so wait a day. You want to go during the day? You have to wait a day.
Right. So in
Farak,
you should allow to go during the day.
Yehuda Mishum. It was very cold. It was freezing cold. Rava Mechuza Mishum Abulai. What's Abulai? The gatekeeper. Some kind of people taking advantage of women. Amalera Papala Rava Ulabaya Michti. Ha'idna Kulu Safek Zavos Shavinu Rabbana Letzvule Biyama Teshviyah. But now, this is the thing that's needed today. We're all Safek Zavs. So why can't they go during the day? Why can't they go during the day? Right? Why can't they go during the day? The answer is Bishum Dibur Shimon, Titania, Achar Titar, Achar Achar Lekulan. You can only go to the mikvah after all your tum is done. You can't go. Okay, I'll go on day number four. I'll go now, and then I'll wait two more days. You can't do that. Shalte tuma masekes benayin. You can't have tuma in between. Reb Shimon Omer, Achar Titar, Achar Maisa Titar, after the Maisa. Avlam Chacham Asil Asas Kein Shemad Tavol De Safek. What's going to happen? She's going to go to the mikvah. Day number seven is a Monday, so she'll go Monday afternoon. Then she'll come home. Then she'll be with her husband. Now, if she doesn't see Dan from month to time she comes home till the end of the day, okay. What if she does see Dan? You've just been over a Zava d'Oraisa, a Safik d'Oraisa. That's a big problem. Therefore, maybe technically you can go, but practically it's not practical, and we're afraid that this might happen. Therefore, wait till the night, just to be safe. Okay. Now we're going to start talking. We have 4 minutes. To talk about all the rules about a woman getting ready to go to the mikvah, just to get ready. So Amar Rav Huna, Isha Chofefes, a woman, Chafifa is the word used for her getting ready. Taking a bath and making herself clean and combing her hair and cutting her fingernails. All these things called Chafifa. So Isha Chofefes, Be'echad B'Shabbos, she can do the Chafifa on a Sunday, V'Tovelas B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. And go to the mikvah on a Monday night. Why could she do that? She can isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos v'tevelas matzah Shabbos. Because she goes to the mikvah on Friday. She does her preparation on Friday. And then she goes to the mikvah matzah Shabbos. So why can't she do the preparation for matzah Shabbos?
Time.
Huh?
Time.
What do you mean time?
It's time.
Right, so what? So the answer is, because since you can't do any preparations on Shabbos, we're going to be afraid she's going to cut corners because she doesn't want to sleep after Shabbos. She doesn't want to sleep 3 hours and come back from the mikvah at 1 o'clock in the morning. She doesn't want to do that. So because she wants to be with her husband, the husband wants to be with her, they're going to rush the Chafifa to go fast, to come right back. Therefore, better to do it on Friday when you're not in such a rush, even though it's a day apart, rather than rush like crazy on a Friday. If that's true, then on a Sunday, I could do Sunday Chafifa for Monday night. Right? Isha Chafefes be'echad b'Shabbos, v'tovelas b'revi'i b'Shabbos. Same thing, she can go on a Sunday for a Monday, of Wednesday mikvah. Why? She can isha chafefes be'erev Shabbos, v'tovelas matzah yontif shechal etachar Shabbos. What if it's a two-day yontif, or yontif and a Shabbos? In those days, there were no two-day yontif in Israel. So now I'm going on a Friday, I'm doing preparation on a Friday for Sunday night now. One minute. Isha chofefes be'echad b'Shabbos, v'tovelas b'chamishi b'Shabbos. You can go from Sunday to Thursday. How? It's really Wednesday night. She came. Isha chofefes be'erev Shabbos, v'tovelas b'motzei shnei yom tov b'shav Rosh Hashanah shechalit achar Shabbos. Right? Yom tov for Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. She should do preparation on Friday for a Monday night. You see that? Rav Chista Amar, Kulo Amrinon Shekane, Lo Amrinon.
Same thing for Sunday night.
What?
It's 2 days
off, it's
the same thing for Sunday night. It's Rosh Hashanah.
Correct, now push it off a night because after Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah was Sunday, Monday, not Shabbos, Sunday. Then it could have.
You can go
on Yom Tov. What?
You can't do the Chafifa. You
can't get ready.
No, if her regular day was supposed to be Moshe Yom Tov.
The regular day is supposed to be what?
No. The regular day is supposed to be Monday night.
Monday night.
She can't do Chafifa Monday night.
Chafifa, right.
She can't. Why? Because she's in a rush. So it's just a Friday afternoon. You can't cut your nails. You can't do all those things on Yom Tov. Right. You have to do... So to do it afterwards, we don't want, because she's going to rush, because she doesn't want to wait so long.
That can't happen now.
No, it can't happen now. The question is, can you do it 3 days in advance, because it could happen? That's the question. Not this year.
No, of course, Lawrence, it can happen.
Can you do a Chafifa 3 days in advance on a weekdays?
Was that a practical?
I'm going to be busy. I have a wedding that night. I don't want to do it that night. I'll do it 2 days before. On a Yom Tov, you're allowed to do that.
Because
it's Shabbos
and Yom Tov, you can do it for another reason.
Exactly. So, right? Hechad Efsher, Hechad Lashon Lo Efsher. If it's not possible, okay, we give you a heads up. If it's possible, no way.
Exactly.
Yes, it can happen. But what about if it's a weekday? That's his own Shiloh. If it can happen, it's not a problem. What about if it's a weekday? I'm lazy. Today I'm not lazy, so I'll do the Chaviva now. I'll go to the mikvah 3 days from now. Well, can you do that on a weekday? He said, no way.
You know you're still doing it one day, no matter what.
Right.
If Chag and Yisrael, even this time, was on Tuesday,
correct.
So you have to do it Monday night.
Correct. Exactly. So that's not a problem. The only problem is when it's not a Yom Tov. Right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. We're going to try to do tomorrow as much as we can, and then we'll do Monday as much as we can. All right? And Emir Tashem, I'm sorry, Monday, right, we'll try to catch up. Friday. Monday, we'll catch up, we're ready for Tuesday. Yeah, tomorrow's regular time, we'll try to start on time. If Shabbat, we'll do 1.5. Monday, we'll do 1.5. Oh, we're going to be behind.